The Lord was leading me to share the gospel with Dora, and I didn't do it. Now, there's no need to sugarcoat it. The Lord had clearly given me an assignment, and I failed. And I can't describe to you the anguish I felt when the call came telling me that she had passed away. A couple days later, standing next to her casket, I wanted so badly to ask her, "Dora, where are you?" And the guilt was so heavy, and I still live with the regret today. Now, I realize that I cannot save anyone. We are saved through faith alone, in Christ alone. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." Then again in John chapter 14, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only one who can save a soul. But before he left this world, he left very clear instructions in Matthew chapter 28. He said, "Go and tell." You know, Jesus was filled with compassion as he cast out demons, fed the hungry, and healed the sick. However, as I read in Matthew chapter 9, I can just imagine an immense sadness in his voice as he looked over those same people and said, "The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." People are no different today than they were in biblical times. Everywhere you look, there are souls searching for hope and healing and wanting someone, somewhere to care. And I've been called to be one of the laborers. And if you claim the name of Christ, so have you. We save no one, but we certainly have the ability to point them to the one who can save. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, "If sinners be damned, at least let them leap into hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped around their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let not one go unwarned and unprayed for." Lord, help me to be that bold. Yes, I still live with regret, not sharing the good news with my friend. I must, however, rest in God's sovereignty and trust that Dora was given an opportunity to accept Christ as her Savior. But until we stand before Him to give an account, I pray that both you and I, my friend, will be obedient and bold in sharing the gospel with whoever will listen. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.